This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Travel is romantic, right? Adventurous and exciting. Well, I pose it as a question, but really, it's not. Travel is exciting and adventurous. It is also, however, big business, global in the truly global sense of the word. Elizabeth Becker explores the business behind the travel industry in her new book. It's called Overbooked. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
So I have to tell you, this interview comes at an opportune time because I am spending most of my week on airplanes and the phrase overbooked springs prominently to mind.
Good.
Yeah. It's a joke, but it's not far from the truth, right? Travel and tourism is all the rage these days.
It's not only the rage, it is one of the world's biggest industries. And I'm setting out to try to take this and make it a serious discussion of the huge industry of tourism.
Give us a sense. How big?
Well, one out of 11 people is employed by tourism.
Wow.
About $3 billion a day is spent on tourism. It is the second only to the energy field for the strategy of poor countries to climb out of their poverty.
Let's talk about infrastructure for a second, though, because cruise ships, they bring, 6,000 people or whatever it is to a tiny city, not to mention all the footprints on the Great Pyramids and Petra and Syria and all that stuff. I mean, it's not all sunshine and light.
No, you're absolutely right. And you could see the schizophrenia where the local government wants to make money, but then they're seeing the incredible destruction caused by all these. It's not just 6,000 passengers from a cruise ship. Sometimes it's 10,000, 12,000 when there are, four and five lined up. And they drain the services and they don't give much back to the local economy. And governments are trying to figure out what they call sacrifice zones.
No,
and that
really?
Would be,
like giving up these zones to the tourists?
Yeah, like in Belize, for instance, I took a cruise there. And they have one section of a sort of a wildlife preserve where tourists can go and where they sort of gently push them. And then they keep them away from the others.
I imagine there's a list of usual suspects when it comes to the most impactful tourists. Americans have to be on that list, right? Who else?
Our reputation is getting better.
Oh, is it really? Oh, thank goodness, because I have memories of sitting in a cafe in Paris, sitting next to the quintessentially ugly American and literally hiding my head.
No, I was, in fact, greeted with, oh, an American.
Oh, thank
great.
God.
Welcome back.
That's great.
The big tourist surge is coming from China.
Yeah, it makes sense.
By 2020... the Chinese will represent the biggest number of tourists in the world. One of my favorite quotes is, is that in 2009, more Chinese visited Paris than all of the United States.
Wow. That's crazy.
So the French have Chinese interpreters at the department stores. They're encouraging Franco-Chinese chefs and trying to figure out how to make the cultures match and figure out where the Chinese would be happiest visiting France.
Tell me about your mom and how this sort of became a personal thing for you.
Well, my mother had a wonderful but rather smaller life, and she'd never traveled. And after my father died, she looked around and said, I think I'm going to sell the house and start traveling. And before she died, she went to every continent but Antarctica, and it made her so happy. And that's one of those stories that explains why tourism is such a pull. And I wanted people to remember that when they're reading my book, but also to see that tourism is the typical double-edged sword where it can bring so much pleasure but so much destruction.
Elizabeth Becker, formerly of the New York Times and National Public Radio, she's got a new book out. It's called Overbooked, The Exploding Business of Travel and Tourism. Elizabeth, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.